السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. We go back to Surah Yunus عليه السلام, and tonight we take verses 53 onward. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, الحمد لله رب العالمين, والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويستنبئونك أحق هو, قل إي وربي إنه لحق, إنه لحق وما أنتم بمعجزين. ولو أن لكل نفس ظلمت ما في الأرض لافتدت به, وأسروا الندامة لما رأوا العذاب, وقضي بينهم بالقسط وهم لا يظلمون. ألا إن لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض, ألا إن لله ما في السماوات والأرض, ألا إن وعد الله حق ولكن أكثرهم لا يعلمون. هو يحيي ويميت وإليه ترجعون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. It was and is still hard for some people to imagine that there is a day of resurrection, that once we die, is it true that we're going to be resurrected and brought again? Very difficult for people to understand this. It requires a lot of faith, a high degree of faith and a trust in God. This is why the faith in God, monotheism, بالله واليوم الآخر, is equal to the faith in the hereafter. Because hereafter is not, the belief in the hereafter is not easy. That if we die, are we really going to come back? Same form, same shape? Allah says, yes. بَلَا قَادِرِينَ عَلَىٰ أَن نُسَوِّيَ بَنَانَ. Not only same shape and same age and same size, even your fingerprints, we're going to reconstruct them. بَلَا قَادِرِينَ عَلَىٰ أَن نُسَوِّيَ His thumb. We bring it back. وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ قَالَ مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ. Who can bring back these bones to life while they are completely destroyed? قُلْ, say to him, يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. The one who created them in the first place would be able to reconstruct them again. So the pagans in Mecca, they come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they say, ويستنبئونك, يستنبئون, they ask you and they inquire of you. ويستنبئونك أحق هو, is it true? The reference is to what? Day of judgment? Is it really true we're going to go back to a day of judgment? We stand before God? We can't understand this. This is very difficult for us to understand. قُلْ إِي وَرَبِّي إِنَّهُ لَحَقْ. Say, yeah, by my Lord. By my Lord, this is true. إِنَّهُ لَحَقْ. It is true. وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُعْجِزِينَ. And you cannot thwart it. You cannot avoid this. There will be a day of judgment. And you will be gathered, all of us. وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا. We would not miss. Nugadir means miss. We would not miss any individual of them. The whole creation are going to be there. There will be the day of judgment as the largest arena. We have the Honda Center here. What is the capacity of the Honda Center? You know, could be 70,000, 60. There are in the European Cups in France, some people gather in the stadium, which is about, let's say 100, 120. Allah says, we have an arena that you have not seen in your life. From right from the beginning, the entire creation, from the beginning till the end, they gathered there. This is the capacity. The capacity of this room is 260. But the capacity of that place is unlimited. وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ. حَشَرْ, we gather. فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا. Nobody is going to be missed, even the Anbiya. وَتَرَى كُلَّ أُمَّةٍ جَاثِيَةً. Every community, they cannot stand on their feet. They stand on their knees. Jatha, when you stand on your knees, some people they get tired, the feet cannot bear them, so they stand on their feet. On their knees, not their feet. Allah says, even Ibrahim al-Khalil on that day. It's a long standing. We get tired. Very long standing. وَإِنَّ يَوْمًا عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ كَأَلْفِ سَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ. The length of a day on that with your Lord, meaning in the day of judgment, is the length of 1,000 years here. In another verse, في يوم كان مقداره 50,000 سنة. 50,000. 50,000. Some people say, why there is contradiction? One place the Quran says 1,000 years. The day is prolonged that you feel it's 1,000. In another place says 50,000. So you don't find contradiction? No, you don't find contradiction. You know why? Because this is the feeling you have. The feeling. Some people feel it as 1,000 years. Some people feel it as 50,000 years. We can see this if you go to a place and the place is boring for you. Even if you stay there for 30 minutes, you say, well, it's like 5 hours for me. But if you are not bored, if you are enjoying it, even if you stay 5 hours, you say, I stayed 5 minutes. So it depends on our feelings on that day. You and your amal. We will be gathered on that day. All of us. And you don't have to make appointments. Tell them I am going to be, they will be there. All your family members, this is the best reunion. Have you seen some families, they make reunion? Or students, class of 2000, whatever, or 1995, let's say. This is Allah brings all the classes, all the students, all the parents, all of them in one place. Then, وَلَوْ أَنَّ لِكُلِّ نَفْسٍ ظَلَمَتْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ لَفْتَدَتْ بِهِ. Some people, they try to ransom. You know, some people, they are rich. They don't go to the court. They send the attorney. They can afford. Allah says on that day, no matter how much rich you are, you have to be present. You can't get away with it. From this final court, all people have to be there. No exception. And whatever you pay as a ransom to get away with the charge or with the punishment would not be enough. وَلَوْ أَنَّ Allah says, if وَلَوْ أَنَّ لِكُلِّ نَفْسٍ ظَلَمَتْ those who have wronged others, ظَالِمِين, the wrongdoers, مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ if they own everything in this earth, not just one or two properties, not just they own Orange County, if they own the entire earth and whatever is on the earth and in the earth, above the earth and down, whatever they own, if they want to pay it as a ransom, it would not be accepted from them. It would not be accepted. Some people here, they pay bribes, bribery. In some, you know, in some systems, in some countries, if you want to get away with a court, with a sentence, they bribe the judge. Sometimes they bribe the governor, even the presidents. Some presidents, they receive bribes in some countries. To get away with a punishment. Allah says that does not work in the Akhirah. In the Akhirah, you have to come. We bring you. Wherever you are there. You have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَفْتَدَتْ بِهِ وَأَسَرُّ النَّدَامَ Nadama is remorse. My friends, one of the names of the Day of Judgment, the Day of Judgment has several names. One of them is what? يَوْمُلْ Huh? No, not Nadama, but equal to Nadama. Hasra. Hasra is remorse, same like Nadama. Why it is Yawm al-Hasra? Not only Hasra and remorse for those who are going to be driven to the hellfire. Of course, those people are going to be remorsed and they would feel sorry. But even it is going to be a day of sorry and remorse and regret, even for the believers, the mu'mineen. How is that? Even though they are taking them to paradise, but they don't feel fully satisfied. They have some regret. Why?
They wish they did more.
Exactly. When they tell them, listen, the opportunities that came to you, if you had accepted them, when Allah sends an opportunity for you, for instance, to help someone, so He can give you reward. Because sometimes Allah sends you someone, He knocks at your door, He says, help. Allah is sending him to you. Because if you had accepted this offer from us and helped this person, your palace would have been that one. Do you see it? Above there, overlooks the ocean. But now they are putting you in this one bedroom apartment here, down there, because you rejected these opportunities. So it is a day of remorse even for those who go to paradise. They say, I wish I had listened. I wish I have done. Yaqulu, the Quran says, Yaqulu ya laytani. Ya laytani what? No. Yaqulu ya laytani qaddamtu li hayati. I wish I have done more. I wish I have taken this offer from God and scored more points so I can live in that place. Here in this life, if you buy a house and then you don't like it, you can put it for sale. You know, one year, 2 years later, you sell it, you buy another house. But there, when they tell you this is your house, you cannot move to another one. You are stuck there. Why? Because there is no more amal, no more revenue, no more money to buy. The money is here in this life. The amal is here. اليوم عمل ولا حساب وغدا حساب ولا عمل. If you want to buy the best house, you have now. You have this opportunity. You have 10 more years, 20 more years, 6 more months. When we die, it's over. There is no room to get more credit after death. If you want to get a credit before death, يقول يا ليتني قدمت لحياتي. فيومئذ لا يعذب عذابه أحد ولا يوثق وثاقه أحد. On that day, you cannot say, well, don't imprison me, imprison my brother. Or you give someone money. I know someone, poor guy, in one of the countries. His cousin was sentenced because of, you know, tax evasion. His cousin is very wealthy, so he asked his cousin, the poor guy who was poor and unemployed. He said to him, listen, we share the same last name, we can change the first name. So rather than me going to the prison, you go to the prison, I give you money. He said, okay. He took the money and he went 3 years to prison. They can do this in the dunya, but in the akhirah, you can't exchange the name. They take you. You can't say, well, I can pay money so my cousin goes, or my son, or someone else. I can hire someone who goes to prison on my behalf. On that day, فَيَوْمَئِذٍ لَا يُعَذِّبُ عَذَابَهُ أَحَدْ وَلَا يُوثِقُ وَثَاقَهُ أَحَدْ. They handcuff you, not someone else. Here, sometimes they handcuff someone who's innocent. You see what they are doing with the black people now. Almost every day, there is a killing. They pull them over, very easy. Put the bullets in his head and kill him because he's black. Nobody is going to defend him. But on the day of judgment, it's the day of justice. So day of inna yawm al-fasl. Allah says the day of judgment, inna yawm al-fasl kana miqata. Yawm al-fasl. The day of pure justice. No wrongdoing on that day. In this dunya, there is a lot of wrongdoing. There is a lot of injustice. I was coming from LAX, and in South Central, you know, right now, there are demonstrations in South Central. The African-American, not only in LA, in many cities. Because in 2 days, two innocent people were killed by the cops who are supposed to protect the innocent, to protect all the citizens, not to violate their rights. But it is happening because there is injustice. On the day of judgment, there is no more injustice. There is nothing but justice. Why? Because who's the judge on that day? Who's the judge? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the judge. وَلَوْ أَنَّ لِكُلِّ نَفْسٍ ظَلَمَتْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ لَفْتَدَتْ بِهِ وَأَسَرُّ النَّدَامَةَ لَمَّا رَأَوُ الْعَذَابِ. The wrongdoers, when they see the punishment, they say, oh, I regret. أَسَرُّ النَّدَامَةَ. They put it in their hearts. Out of shame, أَسَرُّ. Asarru secretly. Secretly they regret. Why? Because they don't want to be more embarrassed. So secretly in their hearts, they say, I wish I have not done this. Or I wish I have done this good deeds. لما رأوا العذاب وقضي بينهم بالقسط. Allah says it's too late to go back. قضي بينهم. The matter is finalized. Finalized. Determined. Already determined. وقضي بينهم بالقسط, with justice, with justice. وَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْقِسْطِ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. Nobody is going to be wrong. So if you are innocent, you should not worry about the day of judgment. If you have not done something wrong, you should not worry. But if you have done something wrong, you should worry a lot. And you should fix it now, before you leave. Before you leave. Because once we see Israel, alayhi salam, and we're going to see him, definitely we're going to see him. At that time, it's too late. قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ. Please, bring me back. I just saw Israel. I don't want to die now. In 1 week, give me one more week. وَقُضِيَ. Allah says, no. رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْتَ. Maybe I can fix what I have damaged. The nida, the answer comes from Allah. Kalla, nay, kalla. We don't give you more time. So this is the time now. While we are still in this dunya, we can fix the broken things. Before we leave. Happy is the one who goes home in the evening and he has not wronged any person in the community. Neither wronged the neighbor, nor someone else in the street, nor a family member. Nobody. You go home happy. You are the happiest person. If a day passes by when you did not wrong anyone, including yourself. Sometimes we don't wrong others, but we wrong ourselves. When we commit a sin, we wrong ourselves. We do damage to our own selves. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, the true day of Eid, كل يوم لا يعصى الله سبحانه وتعالى فيه فهو عيد. What is Eid? Eid is if a day passes by, no sins, sin-free day is a day of Eid, day of celebration. Go home and sleep with peace of mind. Alhamdulillah, today I did nothing wrong. كل يوم لا يعصى الله فيه. Eid. The Muslims, you know how they celebrate Eid al-Fitr? Rather than going for prayers, all concerts and dancing and drinking and all sort of muharramat, forbiddens, all sort of forbidden things are committed on the day of Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. Believe me. Read some Arabic newspapers here, see what happens in Anaheim. Day of Eid, it's a day of dancing, day of drinking, day of everything. Belly dancing, rather than saying, Ilahi, Alhamdulillah, you kept me safe 30 days, 30 nights. Fi ta'atillah, I was worshipping you, you gave me the tawfiq. They destroy everything. They destroy all Salatul Taraweeh 30 nights in one session of belly dancing. And do you wonder why the Muslims are going backward? Do you wonder? Do you wonder why Muslims are killing each other nowadays? وَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْقِسْطِ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. Nobody is going to be wrong. أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Everything that is in this universe, in the heaven and the earth, belongs to Him. We are renting these properties. We don't own them. We lease them. Don't think that this land is yours forever. It's not yours, believe me. Allah gives you this land, this house, this property, this ranch, this building for some days and nights. Enjoy it. And then you leave it behind. The real owner, when everybody dies, a day comes, even the angels are going to die. Nobody's going to survive. Even Israel, who is very active, taking people's soul, one day this guy is going to die. Allah is going to take his soul. Allah tells him, Israel, come here. For millions of years, you are taking the soul of people. Now it's your turn. He has to go. And then Allah says, لمن الملك اليوم. His voice reverberates in this, not just the earth, the entire cosmos system, universe. لمن الملك اليوم. Who owns the kingdom today? Nobody answers. The second time, لمن الملك اليوم? Nobody answers. لمن الملك اليوم? The answer comes from him. لله الواحد القهار. Allah, the one Lord, the irresistible القهار. Nobody can break God. لله الواحد القهار. So let's enjoy our homes, but let's not to get attached to them. Be prepared that one day they tell you, khalas, you lived here 20 years, 30 years, now it's time to go. It's time to go. أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَلَا إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ هُوَ يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. Life from him and death from him. So don't be sorry when someone dies, because To end the cycle, we are in a cycle, and the cycle would never end unless we exit from this life. Allah wants to tell us a fact, that your place is not this. Your real place is not this. You are only a guest here. We brought you here for a number of days. Your real place is there. So be prepared to go to your real place. This is a hotel. This is a motel for us. We know that. We checked in and definitely we have to check out. So don't say, oh, I am afraid of death. Why should we die? I wish God would leave me here for 120 years. Believe me, after the age of 90, you start hating yourself. You know, if your eyes cannot see very well, if your ears cannot hear very well, if you can't chew the food, okay, if they have to hold your hand to take you to the bathroom, and some people, they get dementia, he sees his wife, he cannot recognize her. His son comes, he cannot recognize her. His, you know, so what's the beauty of this life? If the brain does not function, if the body does not function, this is why for some people they give up. They say, I'm ready for death. Now if you tell someone in his 30 and 40, write your will, he says, no, God, I want to live my life. But at the age of 80 and 90, they get prepared because they know they are going down. وَمَن نُعَمِّرْهُ, Allah says in the Quran, وَمَن نُعَمِّرْهُ نُنَكِّسْهُ فِي الْخَلْقِ. We bring him down. His mental capacity, physical capacity is going to be compromised, so they get prepared for death. They get prepared. And we will go through this, believe me. When we are young, we think that it's good that we stay forever. The Iranian people, they have always the inshallah sadu bisals in the ikun. No, but believe me, this is not good. 120 years plus tax, you know, whatever the tax is. But this is not realistic. This is not realistic. 120 years is not good for you. One time during Bani Israel, people came to their prophet. They said, Prophet, whatever you ask God, he listens to you. So ask him to remove death. We don't want to die. Then the Prophet said, Ilahi, my community, they don't want to die. Allah said, okay, no death, leave them. So people started to grow and grow, 60 years, 70 years, 80 years, 90 years. And of course, when you get to your 90s and above 90s, you need help. You need help. Nobody's helping them. Nobody's helping them. They can't do the most basic things. They can't use the bathroom by themselves. And they got older and older. They did not enjoy life. They lose their senses. So the same people who went to the Prophet 60 years ago and told him, let your Lord remove the death, they came to him. They said, please, please, ask your Lord to bring Israel again. We don't like this life. Same people. Allahumma aghfir lil mu'minin wal mu'minat. والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إن شاء الله. On Sunday we see you here. We see you at the Shia Muslim Council Eid picnic, which is at Mile Square Park in Fountain Valley at Euclid, not far from here. The program begins at 11 a.m. إن شاء الله. And we will do Salat al-Jama'ah on that day, huh? Until 7, yeah. 11 until 7. There is about 10 Shia Islamic Center. They organized this picnic, inshallah. The picnic of unity among Ahlul Bayt's followers, inshallah. So try, get the address and be there. And there are many activities. If you like basketball, most of you, you do like basketball. I like watching, not playing. And jumpers for kids. And soccer and more and food and everything, inshallah. وعجل اللهم في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.